my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are interrogating another movie for its plot and its content. If you haven't already gathered, the one that we are going to be talking about today is the original 2008 movie, The Strangers, the one that kind of got the whole thing going. Now, this one is a little creepy for a few different reasons. It's actually loosely based on a true story. Sorry, I'm having to refer to my notes here. Of the murder of Kristen McKay and James Hoyt. They were a couple people who were just killed in a really random situation. And a lot of people think it was part of a home invasion because of the thing with the Strangers movies and things like that. And that has since been debunked. But it does not take away from the fact of how many violent, random things happen and just all over the place, all over the country. And the numbers are staggering. It is just, and like for somebody like me, I don't like quiet. It's like my brain goes nuts when it's quiet. And I kind of understand a little bit of that being neurodivergent, but it's, I can't do the quiet. Like even when I sleep at night, I have to put on like white noise. I have to put on like thunderstorm sounds or brown noise, something along those lines. And yes, brown noise actually is a thing. If you're curious, you can always look it up on YouTube. It has helped me a lot, but I can't do the quiet. I mean, for me, it's literally maddening. And in this, it kind of takes advantage of that whole thing and the whole randomness of how spooky quiet can be. So if you are afraid of home invasions, if you're afraid of masks, if you're afraid of basically any types of gory horror stuff, this one might not be for you. Just saying on that. Now, if you haven't already could tell, this movie does have a guilty rating. I'm giving it a guilty rating. It's rated R, I think, on the MPAA. But yeah, I mean, there's some pretty gory stuff that happens. And it's more of the suspense thing that kind of builds through it. And let's go ahead and get into the trailer, and then we will talk a little bit more about the story of the movie. And you know me, no spoilers ever, so you don't ever have to worry about that. If you are over here on our YouTube channel, you can see the poster right here that we are of the movie we are talking about. And while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to show you what I did to the podcast image. So here's the poster. And this is the podcast image. So you can see I made some changes to that, but let's go back to the poster. I just don't want to forget to do that. Sometimes I've been doing that at the very end. I'm like, no, oops, sorry. But let's jump over here with the trailer on this one.
I just want to tell you something.
What do you want to tell me?
You are my girl.
I love you, Jimmy.
Well, it looks like the epitome of romance. You've got rose petals on the bed. You've got candles. You've got a bubble bath. It looks like it's going to be the epitome of romance. But we'll get into more of that here in a minute. I don't know why I just hit that. That was my bad. I'm going to just go a little bit forward here. Sorry about that. As it replays through that again, since I hit stop instead of pause. That was my bad.
I just want to tell you something.
What do you want to tell me?
You are my girl.
I love you, Jimmy.
What is that?
Inspired by true events. We always tell ourselves.
It's okay, there's nothing here.
There's nothing to fear.
I haven't heard a dog bark or a car pass. Nothing.
But sometimes we're wrong.
Open the door, and I just want you to run, okay?
No, that is not my audio glitching or your audio glitching. It is just so the thing that it happens in the trailer, and it's asking, what are you afraid of?
Because you're home.
And that is the randomness of all of this. And yeah, that's where it gets creepy, if you could not tell. Yeah, this one, it just really kind of follows the story of this young couple in love. And they're coming from a friend's wedding and something happens there. As you can imagine, one of them is anticipating something very romantic. One of them is hoping for the most romantic night of their life. And as you see the ring box in the trailer, I'll let you kind of put two and two together on that one. But when it doesn't go quite as planned because of their visitors, things get crazy very quickly and also very slowly. It builds on the fear of a home invasion. It builds on the fear of that there's something in the quiet or something in the dark or something's out to get you. Just kind of that whole thing. And it kind of even plays a little bit on the whole clown thing a little bit just because of the way some of the masks are. And when they ask the people, it's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to us? And it's because you're home. And it's just going, that entire thing right there is just to show the randomness of what all is happening. Now, as this plays out, it's kind of reminds me of like that insurance commercial of they're talking about like where to hide because they're in this horror movie and it's an insurance commercial. It's like, why can't we just get in the running car? These are the movies that make you wonder that, because it's like the decisions that they make, you're just kind of like sitting there going, come on. And this is one of those ones that I've talked to a bunch of people. This one came out clear back in 2008. I had not even seen this until recently. I saw the first Strangers, the chapter one. I had seen that a couple years back. And we'll get into more of that when I get to that review. And these are going to be in order. So you want to be sure and make sure you hit those buttons. Make sure you subscribe and turn on the notifications so that you can get these movies in order. And that way it kind of, they play off of each other in an unusual way. And so you don't want to miss a single episode of that. But back to the movie, like I said, it just kind of plays out and they're trying to protect each other and they're trying to do what's necessary, obviously, to survive. Are they successful? You know me, I won't spoil that for you. But let's just say the ending is not what you might anticipate. Now, with saying that, there's bonus scenes. I think there's a bonus scene in this one too, a little bit of one in the credits. But like I said, the whole thing is about preying on paranoia, preying on your fears, preying on just the eeriness of it all. It's like, okay, you've got a dark night, you've got the couple trying to plan a thing, and then you hear something go bump in the night. You hear something go bump outside. And so you're looking, you're scanning out the windows, and you're checking everything out. And you see things and then they disappear and you're like, okay, did I really see them? And then you realize that whatever it is in the house with you. So you do whatever you feel necessary to survive. And like I said, it's very cliche, it's the epitome of fear. It's not so much scary. I mean, there's a few like little jump scares, but it's more of just the eerie feeling throughout the movie. Is the point. It's meant to be unsettling. It's meant to be very disturbing to your psyche. That's the big thing. There's harsh language. There is blood and gore. But the biggest thing is the mental mess that this makes of you when you're watching this. And you really have to pay attention. It's a very slow burn. Very slow burn. If you've got anything that's distracting, you're not going to be able to pay attention to the movie. It's almost difficult at times. I would not go as far as saying painful, but it's definitely difficult at times. You're probably wondering where I'm at on the score-wise on this one. Well, I did describe it as a slow burn. I'm talking about just some of the things that are happening with the movie and just thumb hole joke. Why can't we just get the running car? It's like, okay, when this stuff starts happening, I would be out of there. I would be out of there. Like, but I mean, that would kind of destroy the whole thing in the movie. The thing would have been over in 10 minutes if that's what they did. And obviously that's not where they wanted the story to go. So you're probably, like I said, you're probably wondering where I ended up with. Now just bear with me here. Bear with me. I am coming in with the original The Strangers movie at a 3.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, why am I coming in so low with this? Like I said, it's a slow burn and it's more eerie than really anything else. There's no story development. There's no really development of character. There's no really point to this except just the eeriness of it all and the goriness of it all that's happening. And when you do that, obviously it's going to have people that love stories like this. And that's fine. That is perfectly fine. If this is one of your favorite movies, great. But the way I look at these movies, I look at them for their plot and their content. And honestly, there's not much plot here. It's like, we're going to kill you or we're trying to kill you. And they're like, no, we don't want to be killed. And that's it. I wish I could say it was more original than that, but I can't. And like I said, I am giving this a guilty rating. And you don't want to miss a single episode of this because the next episode is going to be the 2018 The Strangers Pray at Night. Now, as if you couldn't pick up on that, that is a direct sequel to this one. So you don't want to miss a moment. And be sure to come back soon. I will be here as I am the deputy. And I can't wait to see you soon. Bye.